All right.
Yeah, that's fun. It's a song. You know, you like to be able to explain a little bit about songs that you write. I'm not exactly sure what this is about, except it's about. It's kind of about growing old, but it's about, you know, sometimes there are figures in our culture that the story gets all wrong, like a story of Evangeline. You know, she was supposed to be this young girl that was driven from her home in Nova Scotia, the French, going down to Louisiana, and she died of a broken heart, separated from her love, when actually she didn't do that at all. She actually lived to be an old woman. But that doesn't usually tell as good a story. So this is sort of about not living fast, you know, loving hard and dying young, but just living and doing the very best you can. Oh, Evangeline, you've been gone so long, and for a time it seemed every road you took turned wrong. But a second chance would come with each new bridge you burn. I know you squandered some, but then from some you learn. And the point of rescue past that long ago, oh, but to hear you tell is just another part of the show. Oh, Evangeline, your faith rose blind and true. We raise our glass and sing of you, Evangeline. The night so hard me, you shed them like a skin. For you were always strong when the bed slid down to us. You still had that song. It was your blessing and your curse. And in your time, there is no word for hope. Bread and roses we shall bring to you, upon so weary of the war. So much. I'm going to do a few songs from the last record that came out last year, and this first one is a true story that I wrote. It's a love song. It's about my dog. And one of my dogs. I have a dog rescue in my backyard in Nashville. I am one of those people. It is really hard not to be a hoarder. I understand how people do that because you want to save every single one of them. But anyway, we do what we can. We save dogs mainly from Metro Animal Control before they're destroyed. And this is about the first dog that I took from there with the idea that I was going to get her a home with somebody else. Right. If you met this dog, you would know why. There's no way she was ever going anyplace else. Anyway. But this is her story specifically, but it's really, I like to send it out as just a little shout out to make sure everybody remembers and thinks about the dogs at the shelters when they're thinking about getting a dog or a cat. There's so many wonderful animals waiting for homes. And so anyway, this is for Bella and for all the critters out there. A big black dog, a little too much gray around the muzzle. A big black dog, why she ended up at the pound is a puzzle. A big black dog. Did she run away because somebody didn't treat her right? Did they leave her out in the cold, not after lonely night? A big, big black dog. A big black dog. Found her one day down there at the metro. A big bitter, in my humble opinion. Okay. All right. Well, this song, this is a song I wrote about a friend, somebody that I met, who actually taught me to love Kitty Wells and George Jones and the Louvin Brothers and all that great country music that has given me such a wonderful life and introduced me to so many wonderful friends and people that I play music with. It all started at a place called Clyde's in Georgetown. And where this fellow came in looking for somebody to sing country duets with. He was getting ready to make a solo record, and he wanted some sort of Loretta and Conway type duets. And he had heard that I knew a country song. I don't know how it happened, but the point is he put me on a bus and put me in front of an audience playing rhythm guitar for a country band. And everything unfolded from there. So this is for my dear friend Graham Parsons. I can still remember every song you played long ago when we were younger and we rocked the night away. How could I see a future where you would not grow old, with such a fire in our belly, such a hunger in our soul? I guess I probably love those words rolled off your tongue. It seemed that we were traveling under some old lucky sun. I know I couldn't save you, and no one was to blame. But the road we shared together once will never be the same. new song. This is also a true story, but it's not my story. It's about something that happened in the Deep South back in the late 50s. It was one of probably many murders that happened to young black boys, but this one caught the attention of the country in a way that it hadn't before. The boy's name was Emmett Till, and he had come down to Mississippi. He was from Chicago, and you know, I read a little bit about him when I started thinking about doing this song, and he was just a kind of a brash, cheeky 14-year-old, you know, who bragged a lot to his cousins down in Mississippi, and ended up getting him killed because he didn't understand how dangerous it was down there. You're just not going to give it to me, are you? You're not going to give me that wonderful fireworks. There it is. Okay. Anyway, really, I guess it was, he had to point to one thing that kind of really got the civil rights movement started full force. It was because his mother, even though the body was so terribly mutilated, she left his casket open, and it just horrified a country. And some people started saying, we're not going to take this anymore. Anyway, we've come a long way. We have an extraordinary black man and his family in the White House in this country. And it just, whatever your politics, you know, whatever you believe about it, the fact that we've come this far, I think, gives us hope for ourselves as our soul, the soul of our country and who we are. And but we still got a long way to go. And I just felt like I just wanted to try to tell Emmett's story in his own words if he had the chance to do it. I was born a black boy, my name is Emmett Till. Walked this earth for 14 years, one night I was killed. For speaking to a woman whose skin was white as dough, that's a sin in Mississippi, but how was I to know? I'd come down from Chicago to visit with my kin. Up there I was a cheeky kid, guess I always been. But the harm they put upon me was too hard for what I'd done. Or I was just a black boy, I never heard no.
Her kisses soft and sweet.
Perhaps to be a father with a black boy mom, watch him grow into a kind of world. Dirt Boys, rocking out for you. Keyboards, accordion, guitar, vocals, Phil Madeira. Over here, he's right there, he hasn't moved. He was playing some banjo there, you notice that? And electric guitar and great vocals, Will Kimbrough. Back here on the drums, we're going to get him up a little later to do a little singing for you, because we love to get Brian Owings up front. We don't want to keep him back there all night. Over here on vocals and bass, Mr. Chris Donahue. And over here on the mandolin, fiddle, and vocals, Laurel Maryland's own, Mr. Ricky Simpkin. I actually stole Ricky from a friend's band, a wonderful Washington, D.C. musician who's actually still my very favorite singer in the whole world, and I talked him into coming out here tonight. John Starling, where are you? If John says it sounds good, I know it does. He's one of my, you know, you have a certain people that are your jewelry, you know, like you know they'll give you an honest answer and give you good advice. And John has always been there since the beginning of the first time I recorded If I Could Only Win Your Love. It was John who said, "That's great, but you need to put a mandolin on that." All right, anyway, this is one, John and I both recorded this on our different albums.
I don't remember the words.
Okay. It's okay. We're in the over 60, right? Over 60 disease. Whatever happens, we're just happy to be here. Anywhere. But, you know, especially here. This is great. Are we ready to try this?
Yeah.
Praise God. Love in life's name.
Dim. I can see heaven clearly, though my voice grows feeble, I'll sing just the same. In my heart there's a song, as I see the gates open, well I'll sing forever this joyous refrain.
Side. John Starling, formerly of the Seldom Scene, one of the great bluegrass bands of, well, pretty much any band as far as I'm concerned. Great music coming out of D.C. and its surrounds. You know, I've been playing here a long time, and usually I'd do a song that I wrote about my dad, who was stationed at Quantico for many years and then settled in Clarksville, Maryland. But on this last album, I actually wrote a song that was kind of inspired by my mother and my father about their youth as two people in love and yet separated by war. Of course, I was around for the Korean War, and I remember it vaguely, but I think that none of us can really imagine what it's like to be the one in harm's way and the one who loves someone in harm's way, to be separated like that. And this song was inspired by my parents and what they went through, and we were fortunate they had a happy ending and 50 wonderful years together. They survived that. And so I just kind of think of this as just sending it out as kind of a little prayer for all of those couples that are separated, that they will find each other again and have what my parents had. All goes the way I would wish it to be. Where are you now? She writes, where are you now? For your tired feet, am I the one you're dreaming of? Do you know how I miss you? How I long to kiss you? Pray for the day you will come back to me, my darling. He thinks about. Thank you. the dragons are gonna fly tonight. They're circling low and inside tonight. It's another round in the losing fight. Out along the great divide tonight. We are aging soldiers an ancient war, seeking out some half-remembered shore. We drink our fill, still we thirst for more, asking if there's no heaven, what is this hunger?
Are we on? Yes.
Those lives were mine to love and cherish, to guard.
years with all together
around the place we'd roam and play. So lonely now, I oftentimes wonder, oh, will they come back, oh, someday? I'm lonesome for my precious children. They live so far away. Oh, maybe hear that calling, call, and come back home someday. I gave my all for my dear children. Their problems still with love I share. I'd brave life's storm, defy the tempest, to bring them home from anywhere. I live my love I gave them, to guide them through the swirl of strife. I hope and pray we'll live together in that great glad afterlife. I'm lonesome for my precious children. They live so far away. Oh, maybe here.
You know what? Let's do Old Five and Dimers and then Born to Run, because we got to cut something here, and I don't want to cut this one here. So. This is our favorite song. We took a vote as a band, and it's a Billy Joe Shaver song that recorded a few years ago. I felt like I had to reach at least the age of 60 before I had the credibility to sing it. So here we are. I spent a lifetime making up my mind to be more than the measure of what I thought others could see. Good luck and fast books are too far and too few between. Cadillac buyers and old five and dimers like me.
She stood beside me, letting me know. Well, something to lean on when everything ran out on me. Red shards ain't whole parts, but like it's not, never will be. Reasons for rhymes, old five and dimers like me. Do or say
is all I ever will. Too far and too high to debate too much to be. Too much and enough for old five and dimers like me. You've been wonderful. Always good to come home. Thank you.
Thank you.
you, Ricky Simpkin, Chris Donahue, Brian Owings, Will Kimbrough, and Phil Madeira. Thank you so much. Quick, quick, quick. We got time for one more. This is one of my mother's favorite songs. And a tip of the hat to my brother who's listening. He's here tonight. He was listening to George Jones when it was definitely not cool. He was way ahead of me. George Jones, God bless him. All right, here we go. A little philosophy from George Jones.